This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got to tell you, in Vegas, you know, things are starting to, you know, calm down a little bit. People were really nice on the road. In fact, they were so nice that, you know, I mean, the traffic was kind of backed up, right, because people were driving slower and they were being nicer to people and letting people in, and that's good. It's just I almost got to the studio late, so I apologize if I still sound out of breath. But it was so nice. Everybody who needed to let me in, people were just so, it blows your mind when you, you know, Bostonians understand, you know, New Yorkers understand, you know, when something tragic happens to you in a city like this, it's amazing how, you know, people are coming to each other's aid. The doctors, the nurses, the staff at the hospital, the first responders, people donating blood. It's been amazing. Now, one of our Facebook listeners wrote, wants to be anonymous. He goes, I'm angry. No one of my friends were hurt, but I'm so mad. I'm mad at the government, the hotel, the politics going back. I'm thinking he's talking about the hotel that where the shooter was at. The politics going back and forth. He goes, I'm angry at everyone because the shooter is dead. I wish he didn't kill himself, but let us give him the death penalty. How do we address the anger? And so, you know, a lot of us, when we go through the grieving process, you know, we first go in denial, going, no, that couldn't happen. No, and then we get, you know, sad, and, you know, then we get angry, and there's a whole variety of levels when it comes to guilt, but anger is definitely a big one. And, you know, with the anger, you know, I have it too. I mean, I didn't realize that I was going to, you know, actually have anger in all this. I mean, it was, you know, in addition to anger at the shooter and, you know, angry at the world for being the way it is, that doesn't seem to always cut it. We start to get angry at targets, or I don't want to use the word targets, but at, or we target our anger at people that we actually can. We, you know, when we go through this whole guilt and everything that we're going through, or let's say we're mad at, you know, our marriage or our job or whatever, we get mad at the whole situation, and that's not satisfying enough. It's not. And so what we need to do is we need to find something that we could channel our anger towards. Now, that's what I think a lot of people are going through. And I actually caught myself doing that. I was online. And a lot of, you know, we had just had Nevada Blood Donation Day just a few weeks ago and National Blood Donation Week. And 42 governors united. It was amazing. Had some issues with some of the other states, more in terms of paperwork as opposed to, and, you know, the governors being able to sign and, you know, as opposed to them not wanting to be a part of it. I'm sure all states would have wanted to be a part of it. But I had seen online, you know, some reporters say, gosh, we need blood, and but it was not a, okay, we're calling for blood. It was almost like, you know, kind of going after, you know, some of the politicians or whatever that, it, you know, in terms of lack of preparedness. And I decided to look up some of those reporters who I had, you know, reached out to in multiple states to go, you know, did they, you know, cover when their governor made a blood donation day just a couple weeks ago, you know, and they didn't. And, you know, I actually got mad, and I'm like, you know, I'm not saying if, you know, the media had covered, let's say, in New Jersey, you know, New Jersey blood donation day or whatever, we would have enough blood, you know, to be shipped to Las Vegas. I'm not saying that. But when you see people go, you know, gosh, we need to prepare. Now we have blood shortages, whatever. We just a few weeks ago were trying to do just that. We were trying to do just that to make sure that we had plenty of supply, even if we didn't need it, even if we have to throw the blood out, try to have enough. And I got mad. And I did. I just got angry. Now, I decided to channel that anger into, well, you know what? Let me thank those who actually did, you know, bust their butts and try to collect the blood a few weeks ago. And so, you know, I sent a message out to a bunch of news sources saying, you know, thank you for covering, you know, whatever. But there were some, you know, news sources that, you know, blew me off, blew, you know, what the governor did off, other governors. And I was furious. Now, and I'm not saying that would have really, you know, saved all the hospitals and we would have been, but, you know, I'm like, I was frustrated. And so, you know, nothing I would really want to spend time being mad about. You know, I could channel different emotions. But, you know, the reason I bring that up is, you know, whenever anything tragic happens, you will get mad. When my dad died, my family was mad at his doctor. You know, one even suggested to sue the doctor. And I go, why would you sue the doctor? You know, Dad. Dad didn't do anything the doctor told him to. Don't start suing doctors. People get mad. And it's a very, very common, natural, it's a very, very common, process that we go through psychologically whenever something bad happens, or, you know, we deal with a death, or we deal with something very emotional. And so, you know, one of the reasons why we have such a push for people to donate blood, one is we need the blood, you know, wherever you guys live, St. Louis, you know, Seattle, Tacoma, San Francisco, New Orleans, wherever you guys are, Houston, Dallas, okay, we need blood. And still, we're still, you know, having issues with people from the Hurricane Harvey and Irma and Maria that can't donate blood as a result of those. So, you know, but the other is, you know, give people something to do. When you get mad, when you feel helpless, when you see people in pain, people dying, people paralyzed, I'm hearing there's a lady right now waiting for her surgery. She has a bullet in her spine, and she's paralyzed right now. Young girl. I mean, when you hear these stories, you're like, okay, I got to do something. And being mad and we'll talk about a real idiot. This person gets idiot of the year. We're going to talk about that when we get back. But, you know, when you have so much anger and you don't know what to do, just do something charitable. And it'll really channel it and help you deal with it better. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We are Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mackenzie who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So when we look at the stages of grief, you got denial. No, there's no way that happened. Then you got anger. You know, then you start to bargain. Oh, if I could get them back, if I could, you know, if I could just, you know, turn back the clock. Then you go through depression, and then your final stage is acceptance. And we've talked about the stages of grief and where you finally accept, okay, you know, this happened, and yeah, but it takes a while to get there. Well, nowhere in the stages of grief is stupid. We never see stupid in the stages of grief. You're not supposed to be stupid. Unfortunately, we are having a slew of stupid. And I'm sure you guys heard this story. A lawyer who worked at CBS and doesn't work there any longer, Haley Geftman Gold, has been fired because she wrote that she wasn't sympathetic for the victims of the most deadly mass shooting that we've seen in U.S. history. And you know, trust me, we've had bad ones. We've had Sandy Hook, Columbine, Fort Hood. We've had a lot of shootings, but as the death toll is now 59 and rising, more than 500, I believe, 70 people injured, it's being called now one of the deadliest mass shootings. And this 41-year-old attorney, from what I understand, I'm not sure what type of attorney, she was, I guess, vice president and senior counsel at CBS, took to Facebook, and she wrote, she's, quote, not even sympathetic to those killed or wounded because country music fans are often Republican. Now, when I heard that, and I'm sure many people did, and I'm sure even, you know, Democrats and liberals, I think everybody kind of gasped. And this is where you go, all right, whoa, 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 whoa. What the hell are we doing in our political culture right now? If you, depending on your political affiliation, turn from a human being to an evil witch. I got to be very, very careful with what I say. And this Haley Geftman Gold said, let me see, what do we have here? If they wouldn't do anything when children were murdered, I have no hope that the Repugs will never do the right thing. I'm actually not even sympathetic because country music fans often are Republican gun toters. And you see pictures of people lying in the street, bloody, et cetera. I'm reading this from Daily Mail. And, when you hear something like this happen, you just, not only, the shooting and people dying, but when a fellow American, somebody you share this soil with, goes so public to say she doesn't give a damn, this is our fault. It's our fault she's so stupid. Now, okay, this lady, I think she sent an apology. So Haley Geftman Gold said, earlier today, I posted an indefensible post in a Facebook discussion thread concerning the tragic Las Vegas shooting, a statement I sincerely regret. Well, yeah, you do because you lost your job. She goes, I am deeply sorry for diminishing the significance of every life affected by Stephen Paddock's terrorism last night and for the pain my words have inflicted on the loved ones of the victims. Oh, now you think about that. My shameful comments do not reflect the beliefs of my former employer, colleagues, family, and friends, nor do they reflect my actual beliefs. This senseless violence warrants the deepest empathy. I understand and accept all consequences that my words have incurred. Now, the reason why everybody is, getting all upset with this quote or tweet is because, the gunman died. The gunman's dead. He shot himself before the police could get there. But here we have this Haley Geftman Gold lawyer who did something stupid, and we could all channel our anger to her. And you know what? Good. Let's just right now on air verbally channel all our anger to her. No. Okay, we need to. Okay. Look, we're going to be angry. We're still in the anger stage. All right? She's angry. All right? She's going through probably the stages of loss. And so her anger, she's, projecting towards a political party. A lot of people are. She's not the only one. She was stupid enough to post something like that, but she's not the only one thinking that. There's a bunch of people thinking that. It's sad to think, to comprehend that we have idiots out there. But what I want to emphasize here is we need to stop, take a step back, and before we start going back and forth with gun control and going back and forth, which by the way, his guns were, I guess, illegal. I don't know how he got those. And but before we go back and forth with that, and there will be discussions. I mean, we do not want people running around with these assault rifles shooting our fellow Americans, okay? So I'm sure both sides want something done, right? The degree to which that's going to be done, and while still preserving our constitutional rights, that's for the politicians to decide. But where we need to take a step back is, are Democrats out there really hating people that aren't Democrat to the degree that they have no sympathy when they see a young lady or gentleman covered in blood lying on the street. And same thing with that. I mean, do we have, you know, is there even one Republican out there where if something happened to somebody who wasn't Republican, whether they were Democrat or whatever, would they really have no sympathy when they see somebody, you know, dead on the street? Now, we're human beings. Nothing should take that away. Our government shouldn't take that away. Our political beliefs shouldn't take that away. Our religion shouldn't take that away. If you see a dead body or you hear that somebody was killed, as a human being, your first emotion should be sadness. Even if you go through the stages of grief and get angry, right, you still should, looking at a victim as a human being, instinctively be empathetic. And if we have a political culture where, you know, the Democratic, you know, somebody who's Democrat hates Republicans so much and then starts to extrapolate that to country music, such that if somebody goes to a country music fair, they're going to have no empathy if somebody dies. What are we doing wrong here on both sides of the aisle? Politics shouldn't be that heated where you almost wish the death or you don't care about the death of somebody on the other side. We're Americans first. I don't want anybody to die. I don't want to see a Republican die, a Democrat die, an independent die. I don't want to see anybody die. And if anybody does get killed, I feel bad for all of them. But we are getting so divided. We are getting so angry that, you know, I understand she apologized, and maybe she really, really does feel bad, and she was just making a stupid comment and, you know, was in the thick of her anger, and, you know, maybe she really, really does feel bad. All right, you know, well you know, okay, good, good. That's great. But I'm betting that there's other people out there that, no, they don't. And that's sick. We need to take it down a notch when it comes to politics. All right, fine. You like Obamacare? I think Obamacare sucks. Leave it at that. Do we really want each other dead? Are we really not going to be sympathetic if we see somebody mangled up? Now, okay, look, I'm at an advantage. I'm a doctor. So when I was an ER doc, when I had somebody walk in with swastikas on his chest, yeah, I took care of him. And I didn't think twice. Did I think the guy was a complete beep, beep, beep? Yeah, I did, because he was a Nazi, but I'm still going to take care of him. Took care of him, and he lived. Okay? No matter what your political beliefs, no matter what, you know, who you are and what you stand for, you come into an ER, I got to take care of you. That's, I'm a doctor, and it's because I took an oath and a vow that I would help another human being. And so I just beg everybody out there, no matter how Democrat you are or Republican or independent or how entrenched you are in your political beliefs, if you ever start to find yourself go, oh, well, you know, he was a Democrat or he was a Republican or whatever, just stop yourself and go, whoa, 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 get that. What am I doing here? And remember, I told you guys, these Democrats and Republicans in Congress, they have lunch together. They hang out together. They're buddies. This is all a show. Politics is a show. You know how many Democrats thought Obamacare sucked and the ACA was the crappiest bill ever? But they're like, oh, well, you know, I got to vote with my, you know, I got to vote with the party. I got to. It's a show. It's fake. So don't think it's real and lose your humanity in the process. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
With nearly nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers. Today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99 with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. For those of you that, again, do want to help, and we're going to get to the medical news in just a second here, if you can donate blood, please go to your nearest American Red Cross United Blood Services or blood bank. I have information on my website or on my Facebook and Twitter. We are also asking for you to sign a petition to ask Donald Trump to help proclaim a National Blood Donation Week. With this, all you need is a name and an email. You don't have to give any private information like Social Security, nothing like that. And it will really, really help. And you know, even if you can't donate blood, the fact that you're showing support for something like this will help save lives. So anything you could do, we really, really appreciate it. And you know what? It's about your health and prevention. And so you guys know I'm a huge fan of Lifeline screening. And for those of you that, you know, are noticing, gosh, you know, we're going to be coming up on the holidays and, you know, I haven't really, you know, done a lot for my health. I have a high deductible, so I haven't gone to the doctor and I'm afraid to go to the doctor. Lifeline screening offers inexpensive packages that will look at a variety of things. It looks at your heart and atrial fibrillation and aortic aneurysms and peripheral vascular disease, stroke risk, looking at your carotid arteries. There is so much that Lifeline screening does, including osteoporosis, that I want you guys to please check it out. Your package is starting at about $149. Saves you over 50%, much more affordable than going through your high deductible insurance plan, and they will give you the results to bring to your doctor. So they're personalized. Also, it tells you what your risk factors are. So please call Lifeline Screening at 888-815-LIFE to schedule an appointment today. That's 888-815-LIFE or 888-815-5433. It's about prevention. Speaking about prevention, it's a shame this didn't get caught. Doctors in Australia suspected that a woman had a type of cancer called lymphoma. But they were stunned when they put her enlarged lymph node under a microscope and instead found black tattoo pigment from 15 years ago, which her immune system was reacting to. They reported this case in the Journals of Annals of Internal Medicine. And they, I guess this was a 30-year-old woman that had small lumps under her arms. They had been there for about 2 weeks, and the body scan showed even more enlarged lymph nodes in her chest. So when we see something like this, we're like, oh my gosh, you know, we are looking at possible lymphoma. And I recommend that you guys do look under your arms, and if you can't find your lymph nodes, email me and I'll post a good diagram of where you could find your lymph nodes, or you know what, go to your medical provider and let them look at your lymph nodes. They know where they are and they'll show you where they are. But luckily for this woman, all right, it might not have been lymphoma, but it might have been because of her tattoo and that tattoo ink. So she said her lymph nodes were inflamed because of reaction of the tattoo ink, and thank God, not cancer. Doctors removed the lymph node, and I'm looking at the lymph node and it's black. Now, lymph nodes are usually pink. They're kind of cute. They're kind of round. They kind of look like kidney beans a little bit. And instead of looking like that, they were enlarged and they were black. So my guess is these immune cells were loaded with black pigment. She had a 15-year-old tattoo covering her back, and then there were smaller, more recent ones that she got after that. She said the skin has its own immune cells that are always surveilling the skin. This is according to Dr. Bill Stebbins, Director of Cosmetology, Dermatology at Vanderbilt. Once these immune cells found the tattoo pigment, which was foreign, they ingested it, traveled from the skin to the lymph nodes over a period of years. And the pigment is too large for these cells to eat and digest, which is why they're still there years later. Now, why would she have a reaction 15 years after that tattoo? We don't know, but what we do know is tattoo ink does migrate. We don't know at what rate and at what year it decides to migrate, but we, you know, remember a study 2 weeks ago came out with that. And she said that she noted that her tattoos would occasionally itch, but only for a few days each month. That's kind of an inflammatory response. And so they said they've never seen anything like it, but I wouldn't be surprised. Now, sometimes people would have swollen pigment and lymph nodes that people think are melanoma. And melanoma is a form of skin cancer. And there's a lot of you guys with body art, and I mean, I don't blame you. Body art is gorgeous. But a big problem with that is it could cover up if you have a skin change. Now, those of you that really keep an eye on your art, you'll be like, no, I can tell. I can tell if my skin's turning a little red or purple or getting flaky. That's good. But who's watching your back? Literally, who is looking at the back, doing mole patrol, watching the skin on your back? A lot of people get backside tattoos. Oh, doctor, no, I can take a mirror, and I can look at my tissue, and I got, you know, in the small of my back, I got, you know, a nice tattoo, and I could use, no. It's not good enough. So for those of you that do have tattoos, I still recommend skin cancer screens, and you being very, very thorough. And any of you that do feel lumps or bumps and have a tattoo, don't blow it off. You can still have lymphoma. I mean, there could still be a cancer. Cancer will spread to the lymph nodes. That's why, you know, axillary, under the arm lymph nodes, when it comes to females, you know, or even males, we're like, uh-oh, is that breast cancer? You know, so, you know, we panic when we feel lumps or bumps. Not for any of you guys to panic, but if you do ever feel a lump or bump, let them check it out. Hopefully it turns out to be, you know, something that might be more, you know, tattoo related, but they're not going to be able to tell you until they biopsy it. Apparently, 4 in 10 millennials now have tattoos, according to a Pew Research Center report. Among Generation X, slightly fewer have tattoos, 32%, which is my generation. For baby boomers, the number drops to 15%, which is kind of interesting because a lot of baby boomers were in Vietnam. And so a lot of, you know, but girls are getting tattoos. Generation, in my generation, a lot of girls are getting things on their ankle. They get a little one under their ear. I'm like, man, I don't want to get a tattoo. It's going to hurt. What if I don't like the picture anymore? So there are complications. Just be careful. All right. Now, there is some good news about tattoos. Apparently, a group of researchers, this is very awesome, at Harvard Medical School and MIT have developed a smart tattoo ink that changes colors to signal changes in various biomarkers that will tell us if an athlete is dehydrated or if a diabetic's blood sugar rises. And the researchers paired biosensitive inks with traditional tattoo artistry as a way to overcome some of the limitations of biomedical monitoring devices that currently don't seem to really integrate with the body. Just ink is ink, etc. But they go, with these new technologies, this may be the next generation of wearables. You have a biosensor in your skin. This ink doesn't fade. They say it doesn't diffuse into surrounding tissue and will only change color according to your body's interstitial fluid. So your interstitial fluid is what your blood cells are in. And your they, you know, when you have blood cells, there has to be all this other fluid around it. And that could become interstitial fluid when it is exuded out of the blood vessel into the interstitial spaces. So, you know, let's say you guys get all bruised up and you start to swell. That's interstitial fluid in there. The bruised part may be blood, but just regular swelling without a bruise could be your interstitial fluid. So they say researchers developed a pair of inks that signify glucose concentration and sodium concentration. The first ink will change from green to brown as glucose concentration increases, while the second ink grows a more intense green color when viewed under the blue light if your salt or sodium increases. That could be a sign of dehydration. So what they did is they tested the inks on tattooed segments of pig skin, found the changes to work in response to certain biomarkers. So that could be pretty cool. So if all of a sudden your tattoo goes from green to brown, your sugar's low. Now, I wonder what they can do if the sugar gets too high. Sorry about that. That'll be interesting. But usually sugar's dropping and the acuity of sugar's dropping, because sugars go up a lot, and that could be very common. But for sugars dropping, that could be very, very dangerous too. So they say researchers say a long-lasting tattoo could be used to monitor chronic conditions, or a temporary design could be used for shorter duration monitoring. So, like, let's say I'm like, am I going through menopause yet? So I get a tattoo. If the tattoo turns from red to black, right, I know, or gray, then I'm like, yeah, I'm probably going through menopause. 1-877-DOC-TELL me, don't go away.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCK-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. Dahlia. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Ryan wants to know why I haven't been predicting the football wins based on the injury report this year, and I was really hoping you guys wouldn't notice. All right, there's a few reasons for that, all right? All right. First of all, can I just give a shout-out to the Chiefs? For those of you who watched last night's game, oh, my gosh, what an ending. Especially for those of us that needed to cover the spread, needed to make, you know, have the Chiefs win over 7. If you guys didn't watch the game, basically what happened is the odds, if you just did a straight bet on the Chiefs, you weren't going to make a lot of money. But if you bet on, you know, them at least being over 7, 7 above when they win, you would okay. You would do all right. And so they were basically tied with the Redskins. The Redskins had an amazing defense. It was a home game with the Chiefs. You know, they were talking about NFL ratings going down. We're going to talk about the NFL ratings going down in a second here. But the Chiefs in Kansas City, boy, were they, I mean, their stands were full. And these Chiefs fans were... it was like 11 o'clock at night past that when the game ended. And these people were loyal and they were out there. And so I guess they were tied, Redskins and the Chiefs. Then Chiefs got a field goal. And so they were going to win the game at 23-20. Of course, those of us that didn't cover the spread would have lost our money. And been, all right, well, at least Chiefs won. All right. And good for the Redskins. But, you know, we're like, all right. And then what happened is the Redskins took over the ball with 4 seconds left. So, okay, I'm like, it's over. I'm like, well, I'll just watch the last 4 seconds. And you guys really need to see the replay of the last 4 seconds. The Redskins fumble. They start, I guess, getting into a little trouble, right, by Kansas City defense. So they start tossing the ball back and forth to each other to the point where by the time the buzzer's up, it fumbles. A Chief picks it up and runs to the end zone. So the game ends 29-20. And I made my spread. a bunch of us did. And so we're like, what? We're like, hey, that was like really awesome. And, you know, I was wondering, I was like, look, somebody needs to yell at the coach going, look, you know, if you do make a touchdown, you got to go for 2 points because, you know, we need to cover the spread. You know, and apparently, I don't know if they really know, you know, what the sports books is allowing and what they're offering. You know, they just want to win the game, and they would have been just happy winning by 3. But the fact that they just did that last little touchdown helped us. A bunch of us won a little money, so that was very, very good. I used the NFL injury report to decide who I'm going to root for. And I abandoned it after game 1. And I'm regretting it because my choices, I thought the Patriots were going to beat the Bills. Who did it? And I haven't been following the injury report like I'm supposed to. And so I think I'm going to go back. So I apologize because I know many of you guys, you know, have issues where, you know, you are waiting for me to make my, you know, picks for you all. And I apologize that I haven't done that. So I will get on that because I think I would be doing a lot better when it comes to that. But, all right. So, okay. So what's been happening with the ratings? Well, Monday night ratings were down from what I understand. Sunday night football ratings dropped about 11%. There's been a lot of anxiety when it came to the, national anthem. Now, one thing that happened very interestingly on Sunday, and I believe it was during the, I think the 1 o'clock game, was that they weren't even going to televise the anthem. And so I got a media alert saying Fox Sports, they're not going to televise the anthem. So even though I love to hear people sing the anthem, and I could just sit there and you know, hear that all the time, and, you know, this way, it didn't really make as much of a big deal or anxiety who was sitting out, who wasn't. And it sounds like less and less of the players are sitting out. They're more standing up and locking arms, etc. But, you know, ratings going down, NFL doesn't like that. And I think the American public, you know, people don't really want football, you know, getting involved with politics. Now, I think a lot of people go to football as an escape. And so if you know, the NFL handles this right, all right, and if the media handles it right, let, you know, people have freedom of speech. They could protest any way they want to. But, you know, when it comes to the national anthem and you having an American flag on your helmet, and somebody is singing the national anthem, and we're standing for the national anthem, not to honor our flag, but for the troops, if you do want to protest something, whether it's Donald Trump being president, or protest what Donald Trump said about the football players who kneeled, or protest what originally Kaepernick was protesting, police brutality, or whatever, you can do that. But you can do it before the game, after the game, do it in the middle of the game. Just not during the national anthem. You want to take a knee in the middle of the game. I mean, if you really want to make a protest, if you really want to hit us where it hurts, okay, and if you really want us to listen to you, while you're running to the end zone, stop and take a knee. What? Oh, no. The NFL will get mad. Fans will get mad. I think fans are mad now. Okay? So, just that's what I would suggest. We say goodbye to Tom Petty. Tom Petty, he was the lead in the 70s. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and you know they were around in the 80s and 90s, etc. Died yesterday at age 66. Tony Dimitrades, the band manager, announced the singer's death in a statement. He was found in cardiac arrest in the early hours of Monday morning at his home in Malibu, California. He was taken to UCLA Medical Center but could not be revived. He died at 11:40 p.m. Now, there was a lot of reports out earlier yesterday evening saying that he had died. He was taken off the ventilator, and he had passed. And then there had to be a lot of retractions and recanting. And so as of last night, 10, 11 o'clock Pacific time, we didn't know what was happening, but we found out that he did pass. His name was Thomas Earl Petty, and I guess he fell in love with music at a very, very early age. He had met Elvis Presley. Free Falling, you know, those kinds of songs. He was a real, real gifted artist, and he died of cardiac arrest, and people always kind of interchange cardiac arrest and heart attack, and it's different. Right? You know, you could survive a heart attack. It's a lot harder to survive cardiac arrest. So quickly, the difference is this heart attack is where blood that is supplying the heart muscle ends up being impeded somehow. And so the heart muscle doesn't get the blood or the oxygen it needs. And so the heart muscle can start malfunctioning or stop working. Heart muscle that stops working can eventually put you into cardiac arrest. If the electricity that is supposed to go through the heart to get from the atria to the ventricles to pump the heart, if the electricity can't get to where it needs to go, and it can't make that muscle move, your heart stops and you will die. So heart attacks can put you at risk for cardiac arrest. But cardiac arrest can happen not entirely by a heart attack. Heart attacks we usually use when you have a clogged artery, or maybe you go through some severe vasospasm and you lose blood flow to a part of the muscle. Cardiac arrest is where your heart arrests. It stops. Maybe it's an electrical issue. Maybe it's an electrolyte issue. Maybe you have too much potassium or not enough potassium. Your heart goes into an abnormal rhythm, and then for some reason the rhythm stops. You could have a injury when you're playing sports, like an injury to the chest, not like what Montgomery just had this last weekend, but where, you know, somebody hits your chest between action potentials of the electricity such that your heart doesn't re-pick up that electricity and the beat. And so the most common cause of cardiac arrest is a heart attack, but there is a difference with that. May Tom Petty rest in peace. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Valley.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart antibody extracts to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.